we're where we receive roughly 85% reimbursement under the roadway maintenance agreement with the state for the work we do on the highway system. This was recognizing that there may be a shortfall by the end of the year, so we were taking proactive response to this potential shortfall, and we identified several bullet points that we're working towards to make it at the end of the year to be balanced. And so far I can report that we've actually been able to save roughly $125,000 of that $485,000. That does not take into consideration a number of factors that we've implemented. We just don't have the cost data yet. That would include we changed the mowing cycle on the medians for our county highways. And we're looking for additional work to do for the state. We're looking at potential additional overtime for projects on the highway system. Example of that would be with the Harley being in town. Our crews did what I'd say is a marvelous job in making the county highways, state highways, and freeways presentable for motorcycles for that large event. So it's those types of things that we're looking for. One of the items that we do have included is bus pads. It's concrete pads behind the curb where we have bus stops. So then the transit would then reimburse our staff for putting those in. And I'd be happy to answer any other questions you may have with regard to those bullet points.
Go ahead. I have some too.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The first bullet point of your strategies include reductions to services to the county trunk highways, less lawn mowing, and reduced litter pickup. Why isn't the department just because, one, we're already at this bare-bones minimum level that the public feels already. In fact, I get plenty of phone calls about both litter and the length of grass on county trunk highways. Instead of reducing that, why aren't we just asking for a fund transfer from the contingency fund or some other revenue source?
Go ahead.
I can say from my standpoint that would be an option, but it wasn't one that was presented by the department. We were trying to internally create an effect of minimizing this impact. If that were, in fact, the direction of the board, that we pursue that action instead of reducing those services, we would entertain that, I can say.
Mr. Dranzik, do you have a comment?
When we identified the deficit, the things that we tried to do were internal to the department itself, and the types of things that we could do to offset that deficit action. Part of this is that in the mowing cycle and things like that, we know that our mowing cycle is more aggressive in the spring time frame. As you know, like right now, things dry out a little bit, so you can extend that mowing cycle a little bit further. And that's kind of the case not only for the work that we do for the county, but also the work that we do on the state freeway system. You know, just that's just kind of the nature of it a little bit. Litter pickup is a lot more heavy in the springtime than it is throughout the rest of the year. It's not to say that we're neglecting anything. It's just that we're pushing those cycles out a little bit further. I'll give you an example as well. When we had recent rainfall a couple weeks ago, kind of a hard rainfall, we had to go back to the Rawson pump situation and have crews there. So we're taking care of the things that we know we need to take care of. But this is just a backing off of some of those other items. By taking all these actions, we feel at the end of the year that we should hopefully be in a place where we're not in a deficit any longer.
Well, the problem that I have with this is people currently don't feel that the level of grass cutting and litter pickup is sufficient now. I mean, I get plenty of calls about Oklahoma. I get plenty of calls about Forest Home. And, in fact, I'd be surprised if they cut the grass at all on Oklahoma Avenue, I mean, on Forest Home. I mean, it is just amazing. So to think that we're going to be cutting back even more, and then I have to listen to this BS about how we have this multi-million-dollar surplus and all this kind of stuff, I would suggest rather than tooting the, you know, press releases about a multi-million-dollar surplus, that we actually perform the tasks that we've been given, and that is to cut the grass and to pick up the trash along the county trunk highways. And if there was a problem in budgeting, rather than reduce the service even further, that we move money around throughout the organization to actually complete the services in which we've told the people that we were going to do.
Rita? Okay. Any other questions? I have a couple questions. Is this deficit, in other words, the $600,000 deficit, has it increased or has it decreased right now?
Decreased.
By $125,000?
Correct.
And so this is only on the highway. There's no other deficits within Transportation Public Works at all, correct?
This is a revenue deficit that we're reporting on based on a change in requirement asked that question.
Mr. Dranzik, I understand what you just stated. What I stated is any more deficits in the Department of Transportation besides highway. And the revenue is because you're getting the revenue from the state of Wisconsin. But are there any more deficits in any of the departments that
we know that there's a slight deficit going on in transportation services. However, when the department is looked at overall at the end of the year, it's looked at as the whole department. So the balance of our fleet, transit, airport is surplusing.
I didn't ask that question, did I? Okay. Take airport out. Is there a deficit in fleet?
Not that we're aware of, no.
Okay. So we're
projecting on target.
On target. And that is with the bonds that we had before, correct? When you purchase the other things, because do we do cash financing or do we do bonding?
I believe that's bonding on the fleet program.
Okay. And I need a ratio of management to employ to workers in all the departments, because we are looking at things that we're trying to do is say within Milwaukee County. Making sure that we have, we're talking about services. I just want to know the ratio now, because we got to look at how we're going to help cut tax, save tax dollars for individuals. So, but now, each individual, is there engineer, architectural, is there a deficit?
They're not in our.
Okay. So, what's in your department?
Airport, transit, fleet.
Okay.
Highway, which is combined between highway and transportation services. That was merged together 2 years ago.
Okay, and so only you have a deficit, a cash deficit, because you have not. Have you got all your money from the state of Wisconsin? Because you get things, certain things. Where are you going? Oh, okay. What'd you say now?
Didn't answer you. I waited.
How many conversations do you have going?
Man, hey, you know it's going rough. I'm just going to make sure, because next month. Huh?
Are you talking to yourself again?
Yes, I am. So what I'm trying to get when budget process comes for next month, I need to know your budget. Have your budgets here so we can look at those here, even though we're going to finance. So if there's ways of sharpening the pencil, we're going to sharpen that pencil. And thank you for giving me the leeway of talking to so many people. Committee.
Just so I have this correct, we planned on enough grass cutting and litter pickup, and from the report that I see here, it's that we've concentrated on county trunk highway efforts, and that has led to us having a deficit. In our personnel, that we're spending more time on county trunk highways than what we originally anticipated for your budget?
No. Actually, the deficit is strictly revenue that we had expected to obtain from the state that we're not getting from the state. So we're trying to increase the amount of work that we get from the state over and above the agreement to make up for that revenue deficit. And in addition to that, another way of making up that revenue deficit would be to not spend the dollars that we have on the county highway system. And that portion of this is very small. We're going from a 3-week mowing cycle to a 4-week mowing cycle. That's not going to save a lot of dollars in terms of personnel relative to those situations. The litter pickup is something that we do, but on a fill-in basis or on a request basis. We still do that. There are some things we do on our county highways that are safety related, and we do still do those items. We're not cutting back. The majority of the work we're doing is basically on overtime or on weekends or evening shifts, such that we can go over and above the RMA with the state to make up for that deficit.
Has there been a change in the reimbursement formula with the state? Is that why do we have this deficit with the state? Have they changed that
there's
reimbursement?
There's an overhead rate that we charge under the RMA, and every year that reimbursement overhead rate is adjusted based on the prior year's experience. And as a result, this year that overhead rate is lower, and because that overhead rate is lower, it's resulting in this deficit.
They brought that to us.
A glorious leader in Madison, they changed the rate, and it results in less service for Milwaukee County citizens.
I just want to clarify that just a little bit. We budget the rate as we do now in our budget cycle. The rate doesn't come to us until March, and that's one of the issues here. So when we budget our rate at 135%, which we anticipate the rate to be on average, when that rate calculation came through in March, it showed a 111% reimbursement rate. Our billing cycle is such that it's pretty labor intensive, and we're a couple months behind in that process routinely. That's why we got to the place where we were in reporting this in July. So it's a little bit of a delayed effect in terms of when we get a full understanding of when that rate calculation kicks in.
But they also, if you look at, go back, Mr. Dranser, they was dealing with that issue with the salt and everything else, because at the time we did not sign an agreement, and it's prior to that, to say that they want us to cut back on salting, plowing, and stuff on the highways, but they want us to maintain the service without giving that the same rate. So we knew about those rates coming in, and then you said there's a number of other things. I'm trying to bring back memory. I got to go check my notes. That we didn't have properly. Did we sign that past agreement? Because we was really hesitant to sign that agreement. Are we working on an old agreement, or have we signed an agreement with the state of Wisconsin? What we're going to do to get our reimbursement issue?
We get a new agreement every year.
Okay,
that was
right.
2 years ago that issue occurred.
Okay.
And just to follow up maybe a little bit further to help you with that point, the state and the state's budget increased monies into the RMA agreements statewide. So we're going to get a little bit of an increase this year. It's absorbed in what we budget, because we know what our level of service basically is every year. Next year, when we go into the second year of the biennium, hopefully we'll see a little bit of an uptick, and that's going to get us in a better place for what our true needs are, of what the level of service model would indicate. So we should be getting from that level of service model about $18 million a year.
Okay, so is this only, of all the departments, this only department is on deficit, correct?
That's right.
All right. Thank you. Thank you for everybody being so patient with us. We're a little long-winded today, but y'all have a great day.